Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And we're still trying to get Bill Dunkelberg on the line. He's we're working on that little telephonic issue there we're working on. But in the meantime, you and I are going to continue to march because I want to talk a little bit about the first part of the NFIB survey that Bill conducts. As you know, every month he does this. He's been doing it now for, I'm going to say, about 37 or 38 years. I think since 73, he began polling small business owners. And so this is the gold standard. His report is the gold standard for small business business conditions, economic conditions. And one of the things that he pointed out in his index is that overall, the optimism for December for small businesses went down. It went down only slightly, 0.6, less than 1% down. And even though the number's not big, I don't like the direction. It's troubling that in December that the direction went down. Now, and I wonder, of course, this poll would have been taken earlier in the month. It wouldn't have been at the very last of the month. It's probably going to be somewhere around the middle or earlier in the month. And at that point in time, now I'll ask Bill when we get him on. Well, I'll ask him what he thinks. But if you ask me what my opinion, why I think small business optimism went down a little bit in the month, I think part of it would still be politics. You know, at that moment, at the time that these people were probably filling out their forms, Congress was still dancing around with each other, with the administration about what to do about the tax issue for the next year. And I'll be honest with you, folks. You know, I was doing the same thing in my business. We were looking at our tax planning. And at that moment, you know, there we were stood in the middle of December. At that moment, I did not know what my tax bill would be, what my tax rates would be in 2011. Now, everybody thought that they would get their act together. Everybody thought, all the pundits projected that they would pass the extension of the tax rates, that our rates would not go up. But nobody knew that for sure. In fact, it took a little bit longer, I think, than most people thought it would to get this decided. But it still was hanging in the balance. And I have to tell you, if you're sitting there looking at your year end, trying to come up with what your tax bill is going to be, trying to estimate what your tax bill is going to be, and you're trying to decide, should I pay these forward? Should I pay these January bills in December? Should I accelerate some things, or should I let them go? When you're trying to make those decisions, and you're trying to, and what's frightening is you're trying to get inside the head of Congress and the administration. That's a scary place to go, I promise you. Are they going to do it? Are they not? Are they going to fix this? Are they not going to fix it? How long will it last? Will it be permanent? Will it be 2 years? All those annoying little things. And I'm not going to, I just know that that's how I felt. It irritated me. It bothered me that I'm trying to create jobs. I'm trying to grow a business and do the right thing and do my job and do some planning so I pay every nickel of taxes I'm supposed to and not one penny more. That's what we get to do here in America. I'm trying to do all that, as you were doing too, and as the people who responded to Bill Dunkelberg's poll. While all that's going on, we're waiting on to see what the government's going to do. And I'll tell you, it just makes sense to me that that would cause a lot of small business owners to really scratch their head. And when somebody polled them and say, hey, how are you feeling about today? Are you optimistic about this month? I gotta believe that if I get that report, by the way. I mean, I get one of those responses to his poll. I got to tell you, when it comes time to filling that out, I just wonder how many people turn this number to 0.6 negative because of that. And then members of Congress and President Obama wonder, why aren't small business owners hiring more people? Why aren't they more optimistic? Why aren't they spending more money? Well, you know what, folks? They need to look at the mirror, because that's a lot of it, I think. So it's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away. I'll be right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.